It's 30 degrees outside our studios in Urbana at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing so far on this Friday?
Well, we're mixed here once again this morning for Friday. It seems like we've been that way the last couple of weeks. March corn right now is at 359 three quarters. That's down 2 1/4. The new crop December is at 390 and three quarters. That's down 1 1/4. The March beans are at 898 1/2. That's up 1. New crop 944 and three quarters, up 1. Beans were up stronger, as much as 8 cents higher overnight, and they just can't seem to hold it here this morning. March wheat is at 447, down 5 1/2, and the new crop, the July wheat, is 461 1/4, down 5. Made new lows again. The wheat can't seem to catch a bid here lately. For the week, we're down about 41 cents on the wheat. We're down about 12 cents on the corn, and also about 12 cents on the soybeans for the week. For the month, the wheat prices were down roughly 61 cents. Corn was down about 13 cents, and soybeans down about 18 cents for the month of February. Typical, really, we usually see a kind of a move as we move into March 1st, cash flow needs and that type of thing. A lot of cash grain moving, it seems like that has been pretty typical. The spring crop insurance prices were announced this morning, $4 for corn. That's up about 4 cents higher than last year. $9.54 for the soybeans. That's down 62 cents from a year ago. We saw a bill out of Senator Grassley introduced a bill to extend the tax extender, and it included a $1 tax credit for biodiesel. Not likely to see that the House would probably pass that at this time. There's some news overnight from China through Bloomberg that there's been some new information as far as meeting between Trump and Xi, as far as maybe mid-March, or using dates of March 26th, 27th. Seems to be kind of a little bit of a positive attitude here this morning. It flip-flops, of course, about every day on the trade talks. The WTO has ruled that China has paid as much as $100 billion more on supporting prices and has been allowed by the WTO rules. So I think we got a lot of things going on as typical here. We'll probably be mixed back and forth on either side of unchanged, I think, most of the day, probably looking to close a little bit weaker. We'll see what happens in Monday as we come in and see what weather looks like. The weather looks pretty rough in the Midwest for the first part of March, it looks like, from a long-term standpoint.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us here on this Friday morning. And a reminder, you can hear Bill and other analysts coming up at WIOL's All Day Ag Outlook. That's coming up on Tuesday, March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And you can get your tickets right now at willag.org. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 41 degrees and east wind around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies for tonight down to a low of 27. Mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 38 degrees. Could see some light snow in here tomorrow night into Sunday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 30 degrees at 9 o'clock.